is TWIC, This Week in Congregate, the show that's been around for 5 episodes and still didn't manage to get 100 listeners. Episode 6, Time to Get the Game On. Hello, I'm Mishu.
And I'm Mircha.
And we're here to talk about Congregate's weekly stuff. I'm going to start it off with badges of the week. The first game that got badges last week was I Have One Day.
Man, did I love that game. It's like, it's in the style of these old adventure games that I really liked as a child. And it's really got that flavor. And even more, I think it fixed a bunch of stuff that was wrong with those games. Namely, that if you made a mistake at the beginning, that you couldn't go back. And that once you finished the game, there was no more exploring to do. Like, you could play it again from the beginning, but it's exactly the same story.
I like the game mechanics as well. Just like you said, it's nice that you can go back in time and redo some of the decisions and see how it plays out. But what I hated about it, and maybe you will agree with me here, is that it maybe they shouldn't have gone with the pixel graphics. I would have liked some, how should I put this, better graphics, nicer graphics. I felt like some artwork could have gone with the story much better than the pixel artwork had.
But didn't, as a kid, didn't you play those adventure games at all? Like Beneath the Steel Sky, or can't really remember any more names right now, but they were all like this, where you escape from prison, and then you had to, you know, fight the boss.
Yes, I have. I have played some of the...
It's a great throwback, because the art style is exactly the same.
But I like the Flash games better when they don't necessarily implement pixel graphics for the sake of pixel graphics.
It's nostalgia, man. That actually made me search and install one of those games.
Which one?
Beneath the Steel Sky.
And you replayed it now?
Well, it doesn't really work because you need DOS and stuff like that.
The next game that got badges last week is Upgrade Complete 2. We talked about this game last week, but you haven't played it. Have you played it now?
Yeah, of course I did. I also got badges. Man, did you undersell it. It's really great. It's funny. And well, I followed your advice and only upgraded one star at a time, then played the game. But I really, really enjoyed it. I think the pacing was... Well, the game itself, the battling, is basically nothing. It's like, wait 30 seconds, then you get some more upgrade points, but I think that the actual gameplay is in the upgrade panel.
Yep. I did not undersell it. I told you I liked it. If you want to hear more about the game, you should listen to our previous episode, episode 5, where we talked about it when it was a fresh game of the week. The next game that got badges this week is My Little Army. I played this game before it got badges a little bit to review it for the show, but I did not like it as much, and I really didn't think that it would get badges. I replayed it this week, and I have to say the graphics are nice, but I don't really like the style of the characters. It's like they're ugly, and they want to be ugly and repulsive.
Well, I was a little put back by the gameplay, because I don't really like these kinds of games. But I think the story and the graphics and everything, it really made up for it. And I actually like the characters. There were some angels and Valkyries. Did you get those? Because they're hot.
I didn't get to the part with the angels and Valkyries. I'm stuck on mission 4 on easy. Probably why.
Oh.
The gameplay really doesn't do it for me. And the story and the graphics don't compensate. So I'm probably not going to get these badges too soon.
I don't know. I actually enjoyed it later on. After you finish the game, it's quite fun. Because you got like this overpowered team of dudes and dudettes. And you can like... defeat the hardest boss ever. And hard mode is actually easier than easy mode, which is kind of lame.
That's weird.
Yeah, because you get better spells, you get poison.
Well, I'm going to give it a few shots until new badges arrive. That's it for badges of the week.
Now let's check out some of the fresh games that will probably be badged in the future. Starting off, I enjoyed Cathode Rays, which is a nice Unity game that doesn't actually use any of the Unity capabilities. But that's okay, because it has a nice style to it and actually a nice gameplay too. You shoot like laser rays through shields, and it's a nice puzzle mouse traveling thing.
You say it doesn't use the Unity features, but I think it does, because I don't think Flash would be able to create such a beautiful bitmap graphics so fast. And I think this is where Unity really comes into play.
Well, I saw some nice processed Flash graphics too. It's not really that. It's Unity 3D, man. If it's not 3D, then it could be done in Flash, I think. Just check out Upgrade Complete 2. Like, it had this indie game mode. That was bitmap processing, right?
Yes, but wasn't it like really, really slow? At least on my machine, it was really, really slow.
I thought the game was slower because it's an indie game.
That's interesting, but no. It was slower because of the whole bitmap processing, and even the achievement in the game is called super lag or something, because it's going to rip your CPU off.
And, well, that's interesting.
And what I know for sure is that for bitmap processing, Unity uses the GPU, of course, because it's supposed to be rendering 3D, and that's why bitmap processing in Unity is much faster. And we're talking so much about bitmap processing here because if you haven't played the game, this is a really artsy game. It's very fun to play, and it's got really nice graphics that are generated.
Did you play any other new games?
I played an old game that just got revamped. It's called Gemcraft Labyrinth. I loved the first two games. I played them until I got the endurance badges. I played them even after I got the endurance badges for the fun and the lols. And now with this new game, I have an entire new, I'm looking forward to maybe 40 hours of gameplay, at least until I get some of the cool stuff in the game. Because after you play Gemcraft for a while and you get all the skills and you discover the whole map, you can start creating what they call mana gems. And those mana gems are really awesome ways to get to maybe 255 waves and more. It's really fun to play when you can have infinite mana and create infinite gems.
I'm going to be really honest now. I totally spaced out, so I'll just take what you said for interesting.
Well, it's one of the highest rated games on Kongregate, along with Sony and Epic Battle Fantasy. And what was that other tower defense game?
Cursed Treasure, touch my treasure.
Exactly. And if I were to compare Cursed Treasure with this one, I think this one is better than Cursed Treasure.
I wouldn't say so. I don't know why I didn't. I just, in tower defense games, I hate it when I, beside the layout of the towers, I also have to figure other stuff out, like combining gems and stuff. Because then it's like two games in one, and man, it gets confusing. Little brain.
Well, on the opposite, I hate desktop tower defense games where all you have to do is place some random towers and then upgrade them. Like, we've all played the balloon tower defense games, and those were nice back in, well, I don't know, 1997? I'm expecting...
Yeah, but they were really nice like that because they were simple, and, you know, you make a plan. Like, desktop tower defense, the original, and Cursed Treasure as well.
Yes, but think about it this way. We've all played those games. If you want to play those games, you can go back and play them now. What I want from a new game is a little bit of originality. This is what the Gemcraft series does.
Yeah, but I think you can also do originality without adding complexity. And if a game does that, then it's going to really be a blowout.
Some other players, though, really hate it because they added a nifty little feature called Premium. And what Premium does is if you give them... about $5, they give you 30 skill points and unlock, I don't know, 5% more of the game.
Huh. Well, this is actually a highly discussed topic these days because developers have gotten the taste of actually making money from Flash games, which I think is awesome. But people kind of complain of having the option to support the developers, which I totally can't understand.
If you're going to spend $5 on an iPhone game, I don't see why you wouldn't spend $5 on a Flash game that you already love and play a lot. And this Gemcraft series really has you playing for a long time. You get a lot of game time out of it.
It's not just Gemcraft, it's premium content generally that's criticized, and I don't understand it, because it's not like you can't play the game if you don't pay, it's not like you buy it. You play the game, and then for some extra features that you don't really need for your happiness, you could shell out some cash.
And let's not forget that the cash that you're spending is supporting the developer who spent a lot of time developing the game. And these aren't just your copy and paste without new features in the game. These are actually brand new games that people have worked on. And sometimes more than just one people work on these games, because you have to do graphics, you have to do coding. There's a lot of work going on.
And the value is actually really low, like $5. That's a hamburger. And some higher end console games cost like $50 or $60. And you know, you get a lot more gameplay or enjoyment from that. But you have to think there. You know, it's still work developing a Flash game.
I think that the internet trolls are to be hating on the people who want to make money out of doing Flash games.
I don't know if it's a troll, but you know, Flash games are always free.
They still are, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and people got used to that. They were like, hey, it's just a Flash game. I don't have to pay. And you still don't, but you know, the perceived value of Flash games is really low. It's like, some people think that you don't work at all to do these.
And that's just wrong. Well, that's about it for this week in Congregate. Join us in the forums and let us know if you like the show. And don't forget to spread the word, because we really want to talk to more people, not just U35 ones.
Yeah, people, what's the deal? We haven't gotten a comment on our show in like 2 episodes. Like, we don't even exist anymore.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.
And if you're going to shift a couple of bucks for an iPhone game, I don't see why you wouldn't shift a couple of bucks.
What's shifting?
It's like when
you shift bucks.